Proclamation number 3457 of 4th of March, 1945. God's great love and guidance. Anyone who desires my nearness is not far from me either, and he will feel my love if his heart opens and strives towards me. I desire my children and respect everyone who takes the path to me. I come to meet him and lead him by the hand so that he reaches his aim. And therefore no one shall feel lonely or abandoned by my fatherly love, for this love never ends and is always and constantly turned towards my living creations. And if you humans have this faith in my love, your life on earth will be easier and you need not worry because you are convinced that I will take care of you. If you believe in my love, then deepest peace will enter your heart, which fills this love and is therefore full of trust in the Father who will not leave his child alone on its earthly path of life. Yet you must try to gain faith in my love by repeatedly imagining how lovingly I have guided you through all dangers, even if suffering and adversity were your companions on your path through life. You must look at everything around you, at the creation around and above you. And you must think about what purpose it serves. You must draw knowledge about it from the source of life, from my word, and also recognize the word itself as a gift of grace. And everything will be proof of my love for you, which wants to win you for eternity. The awareness of being in the circuit of my love will make you happy and give you peace which the world can never give you. And because I love you, I desire you, and I joyfully accept every heart which returns my desire, which strives towards me, which desires my word and wants to be seized by my love. I provide for it in the richest measure with my gift of love, with my word. Thus I myself come to the earthly child which desires to be close to me and speak to it, audibly or mentally, depending on the degree of its love which is expressed in its way of life. And I do not leave out anyone who lifts his eyes to me, who wants to be my child. What once became apostate from me through its own will I draw back to me again with my love as soon as it merely relinquishes its will, i.e., subordinates it to mine. I only require the change of will, then I will take possession of its heart and never ever let it sink back into the abyss. For my love is exceedingly great and is eternally meant for that which once came forth from me and has lost its way into darkness. I will lead it to the light again, and all the more lovingly the more willingly it follows me. And my children who willingly take hold of my fatherly hand and allow themselves to be drawn by me will be blessed beyond measure. For what is my share from eternity is also destined to work and bliss in the kingdom of light. But in order to do so, it has to carry my will within itself. It has to have relinquished its own will, which has turned away from me and become completely one with me. Then they will be my true children, whom I will provide with my love and make blissfully happy for all eternity. Amen.